to the handset. You can hear a real dial tone. And the best part, there's no distracting apps, GPS, YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. Simplify your life with the all-new Galaxy Throwback. Now available for just under $1,000.
When Rich finds out, he's going to have one of those.
Cool.
Rosie's request after Fox.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is underway, with White House attorneys and House impeachment managers clashing over how the case will proceed. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff questioning why the president has refused to cooperate with lawmakers.
It is the president's apparent belief that under Article 2, he can do anything he wants, no matter how corrupt.
U.S. Counsel Jay Sekulow calling for a fair trial and blasting Democrats for what he believes is a lack of due process.
Due process is designed to protect the person accused.
The House impeached the president for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president denies any wrongdoing and again calling the impeachment.
There's a word called alleged
today.
Fox.
The first U.S. case of the deadly coronavirus confirmed today. A man who recently returned from a trip to central China is now hospitalized in stable condition near Seattle. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, with a twisted ear. Get out of here with that crap. And now this. We recommend hot pizza on a night like this. You can have it free at the pizza place, 6 to 7 tonight. Come and join us.
Soup is great, the perfect lunch on a winter's day. So I'm gonna heat some soup to eat. I love French onion, minestrone, tomato, split pea, chicken.
Well, we don't have soup, but we do have pizza tonight at the pizza place in 1 hour, and we hope you'll come and join us. You need to, if you love pizza, you got to check this place out, because they do all the basics just great. And they have a 48-inch, I'm not making that up either, diameter pizza called the...
Oh, my God.
Because when you see it, that's literally what you will say. And great calzones, great subs. I'm telling you, come and join, and bring the kids. Because this is family fun.
This is Melanie. Melanie from the Wetumpka Tea Party.
We got about a minute, Melanie. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to go ahead and plug tonight's event, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Civic Center here in Wetumpka. Candidate Fair. John Merrill will be here. Term Limits will be here. Eagle Forum will be here. It's going to be a great event. It's a great night. And I hope to see y'all there.
That's at the Civic Center, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have confirmation from who that's going to be there?
We have confirmation from just about all the Senate and second congressional candidates. However, most of the Senate will be sending surrogates. Most all of the second congressional.
Melanie, your phone, I'm not hearing you clearly on your phone. I don't know if you're moving or what, but please.
Sorry, is that better?
That's a lot better.
Okay. So the second congressional candidates, most of them will be themselves, the actual candidates.
Oh, that's okay. So you have commitments
for
from
second congressional, yes, sir.
Well, that's good because I'm one of those people right now. I have no idea who
you know. I am too.
No idea. I've heard good and not so good things about all of them.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'll be real interested. when you, because your opinion matters to me, I'll be very interested to get your take on it after the event.
We're going to have a straw poll, and I'll release those results to you and Dan tomorrow.
That'd be great.
And we'll, and then, you know, if you want to chat for a little bit, we can do that too.
That'd be awesome. Let's see, tomorrow's Wednesday. Do we have
Duncan Tomlinson?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anytime, really. Before 5
all
o'clock,
right,
if you can.
Okay.
Thank you, Melanie.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
I'll
it.
I'll see you there, or I'll see you soon.
Thank okay. you.
Not that it's that I don't have my priorities in order, but I can't make that event tonight because we're...
Right.
Might have been able to go, but we had to reschedule our pizza event from last week because of the our pizza event got rained out, so to speak. And Mark Cumby sends a note about a viral Kiwi Top Swedish pizza. I don't have anything against the Kiwi. What is this? The unholy Kiwi Top pizza from Sweden has people horrified. Even Pizza Hut responded. How do we know it's viral? Viral is in the eye of the beholder. We'll take a look at that in just a minute. At 8 minutes past the hour, get Rich's forecast. How chilly will it get tonight? He'll tell you.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. A prominent voting rights activist has been arrested. 54-year-old Kenneth Glasgow was arrested Saturday on charges including drug possession, assault, and evidence tampering in Dothan. Police say Glasgow struggled with an officer who tried to arrest him after finding crack inside his pocket. Cold weather has made its way to the river region, and a local organization is reminding residents in need to get warm clothing. Mercy House in West Montgomery provides meals, showers, washing machines, and internet access to those in need, as well as warm clothes. Mercy House is located at 2412 Council Street. To receive assistance, you just need to show some form of ID. Montgomery police are investigating three separate homicides from the weekend. Authorities say that 25-year-old Timertrius Richards, 30-year-old Brandon Ziegler, and 52-year-old Lamar Bailey were all shot and killed. If you have any information on any of these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this Arctic air mass quite yet. As a matter of fact, tonight will be pretty cold. Overnight low temperature falls to low to mid-20s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold, but still chilly with a high temperature in the lower 50s. We're dry. And looking ahead, mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers by sometime Thursday afternoon, but showers becoming likely Thursday night, first half of the day Friday. Before that ends, then sunshine returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This morning show proudly presents...
What?
Real Women of Genius.
Real Women of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mrs. Ruined Her Husband's Super Bowl Party.
Mrs. Ruined Her Husband's Super Bowl Party.
All around the country, people just like you are preparing to ruin the Super Bowl with your fancy feminine intervention.
Everybody bring a covered dish.
Your invitation, shaped like little footballs and go team go sign in the yard, should have been a dead giveaway.
Don't forget to use the coasters.
It's third and one, and you're passing around baby pictures, reminiscing about your trip to Mexico, and gushing over your new throw pillows.
Lift your feet so I can vacuum.
So go ahead, park another screaming infant in front of the TV during kickoff. Shout, who's up for Pictionary during the two-minute warning. But know this, your spinach dip in a sourdough bread bowl will quickly be transformed into an ashtray the moment you leave the room.
This has ruined your husband's Super Bowl party.
I've seen that. I've seen a bread bowl that was filled with a delicious spinach dip with cigarette butts in it. And some of you will laugh, but the guy that turned it into an ashtray was his honey box. And it was at the boss's house, our current boss. Isn't that interesting? Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing well. Happy Tuesday to you.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a happy day in the markets. After five straight up days, you know, it happens. I heard about Boeing. And are there concerns about... a flu or something, some illness that...
Yeah, it's the coronavirus. You know, actually, that's really what is weighing on the market. You know, we were down 100 points or so on the Dow, as I'm sure you saw. But that's a very serious situation. You know, if you think back and you go back to the SARS, you know, the big SARS scare.
I remember that.
You know, and that absolutely had an impact on global economic activity. Because think about it, I mean, it shuts down a lot of things. Airlines have major problems. People don't travel as much. A lot of your higher-end type resorts. It's just a huge impact across the board. And, of course, it's very early on this thing. This is brand new. It's just now coming out into the press. But it looks and sounds like a very serious situation. It's already killed, I think, four people or so, and it's pretty active in China. And then I don't know if you saw or not, but we've got the first reported case just a few hours ago here in the United States.
Oh, I don't like hearing that.
So I know, I don't either. And so human-to-human transmission is very easy, apparently. They're still studying this, but I know the World Health Organization has jumped on this, and as well as, you know, our CDC folks. So, you know, hold your breath. We'll see, because if you look at some of the stock activity today, all the usual suspects that would be impacted, the airline companies got hit today. You know, Delta, United, American. You look at some of the, just as an example, casino companies, Wynn Resorts, Las Vegas Sands, they've got a pretty big operation in China. Those stocks were down about 5-6% today. So anyway, it's a very real situation. It's something that, you know, kind of a crazy egg came out of nowhere and it bears watching for sure. But I would say, you know, if you take that away, we probably would have closed higher today because earnings have been pretty good.
Interesting with all of this, and yeah, that illness situation is scary. The impeachment farce had no real impact on any of this. Nobody's buying that.
No, nobody's listening, really. I mean, well, I take that back. I was listening. I'm actually on my way back from Auburn. I've had some business meetings over there today, but... While I'm on the interstate, before I called in, I was listening on Fox News, and they were playing it live, and Jay Sekulow was speaking. And so, you know, I'm listening and I'm tuning in just because, really, I need to. You know, it's my job to see what's going on. But it's a bunch of nothing. I mean, there really is. There's nothing to this. And After all, the impeachment process started the day after he got elected.
It started before. They were talking about before. And they're going to keep doing it. And I don't think... I mean, if I cared, I would tell them, hey, I don't think this is good for your brand right now. You have no credibility. You've got completely... Everybody that's running this is from California, a state most of us hate. And I think you are a little bit... Not a little bit. You are way off to the left for most of America. But let them persist. Go ahead and commit political suicide.
Yeah, well, I mean, all the polling indicates that the average American right now doesn't care about this. I mean, what they care about is their job.
Yeah.
And how much money they're making.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with caring about your job and taking care and providing for your family. And who's going to help me continue to do that? It's like Bill Clinton's advisor, Carvel, said, it's the pocketbook, stupid. Right now, how about the president at that conference in Davos? I mean, he did pretty amazing. He basically told the rest of the world, didn't he? If you want to follow, if you want your economy to be as hot as ours, then put your country first and start looking after your people instead of finding new ways to tax them and regulate them.
That's right, yeah. And Larry Kudlow did a really great job sort of summarizing what the president had to say. And Larry hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know, you want to turn things around in your country, you've got to reduce these ridiculous regulations, all this bureaucracy, and bring down your tax rates, reform your tax code. You know, things like that is what's strangling these European countries. And all of this nonsense about these 30-hour work weeks and these early retirements and just massive pensions, and it's insanity. And, you know, so we'll see what they do. But in the meantime, yes, you know, the U.S. economy is doing quite well, and wages continue to rise. And if you look at some of the data that came out this morning, you look at what's going on with African-Americans, with minorities, their wages are rising, and their job security is even better than the average in the country. It's really quite amazing. And so, I don't know. This impeachment thing, all this stuff they've got going on, that's okay, whatever, but... I'm going to continue to say this economy has momentum. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. And as a matter of fact, I think it's going to continue for quite a while. And if as long as things are in place come November like they are right now, if you've seen the same data we're getting now, there's no way that he gets voted out. There's no way I would believe it.
Actually, they're really all they're doing is infuriating people with this sham thing, which is how most people see it. And if anything, I mean, Trump has not lost a point of support at any... I mentioned today, I don't know if you saw this graph, but during Obama's presidency, the percentage of Americans who thought the country was going in the right direction was as low as 13%. 13%. It's at 43 under Trump. It's never been that high under any president. Country going in the
right direction. Yeah, I know. And then you look at the polling of independents and Democrats who are attending his rallies, who are now saying that they intend to vote for him. This has got to be, I mean, if you're Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, this has got to be unnerving. You know, the impeachment is really kind of, in my mind, I view it as sort of a last-ditch effort, a Hail Mary attempt. To try their best to get into the Senate, you know, and if they can get these witnesses and they can get find some pathway to dig up anything on him, you know, that's their only hope. But, you know, Mitch McConnell has made it pretty clear in his remarks, the way the rules that he's going to conduct this thing, that's not going to happen. So, you know, that's why the markets don't really care.
By the way, if you want a good laugh, I have one of my favorite satirical websites is the Babylon Bee. And there's a parody story. Pelosi releases limited edition replica of her dentures worn during Trump impeachment. Very, very funny. Everything on the Babylon Bee is funny.
That is pretty funny.
In the meantime, if you want in now we're still in the first month of the year. That gives you the rest of 2020 to start a plan. Whether you're saving for a nest egg, a rainy day, your kids' education, your first home, or your retirement, don't trust the government with any of that stuff. That's get with Brandt, meet the incredible team of people he's put together at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and get in on this incredible fire-hot economy that we got going on. 387-0094. You don't have to bring your checkbook or money or anything. It's just a conversation about you and where you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years. Take managerial control of your life and your money with that phone call. 387-0094. Brandt, have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, you too, buddy.
Take care.
Take it easy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right. I was thinking, and this will, for those of you who have been with me on the show for a long, long time, this will come as a shock, because we first started playing this in the early years of Obama's first term, and it kind of connects to healthcare and how the sharing of your information could ultimately affect anything as simple as a call to order a pizza. But I don't want anybody to get confused here. You don't have to worry about this with the pizza place. They want you to have great pizza and as much as you can. And we hope that you will come and join us there. Then we're getting a list together here. We got some folks.
Yes.
And I do urge those of you who listen with kids, bring them. They love pizza. So will you. And you'll love the pizza place. Harrison Road, Perry Hill, and we'll be there at 6. But this is the, some of you, this will ring a bell. And then when we come back, we'll put something funny in. I'm not sure what yet.
Pizza Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number as 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife, Betty, subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
I am so pissed.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Well, Derek Jeter did make the Hall of Fame. He was not unanimously elected, which one ballot, one a-hole writer didn't think he was worthy of the Hall of Fame. Larry Walker, who never played more than 140 games in a season, good player, but he was injured a lot, He gets in. Where the hell is Curt Schilling? You blue check bastards. You take the guy in the last 25 years of baseball, the one guy you would want in there in a tough situation, and you denied him because of his politics. Screw you! Oh, God.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard just before Shirley Lane that is still causing a problem this afternoon. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Just back up from that one in front of Jack Ingram on the frontage road. There's an accident there. Hopefully that one is out of the way. On the Northeast Boulevard, just as you pass Sunshine Village, as you come up on Plantation Way, we have an accident there. And on the boulevard itself, we're just moderately busy all the way around the city. We have a slowdown on 85 southbound onto the merge for 65 northbound. 65 northbound is slow traffic out of Montgomery to about the first Millbrook exit. Use caution. Drive carefully this afternoon. And when you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Shirley, there's an accident on Shirley? Seriously, not.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Black Caesar, give me 2 minutes.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's here, my mystery day.
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery day.
Open the door. Will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery dating.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
I gotta tell you, when Joey walked in the studio this morning, cut his hair, he's always worn cutting-edge fashion well. I mean, he really was. I mean,
he's a cutie.
For the first time in the time I've been working here, he was more
adorable
than Rich.
No, he was
don't
sexy.
Tell Rich. Oh, excuse me.
Sexy.
I can't say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the voice is in my head.
And you wonder why people think.
Shush. That. No, he wore the look.
Oh, yeah.
He looked very metro without the skinny jeans.
Yeah, I'm glad he got rid
of
what
I would have called him.
I'm glad he got rid of the Shroud of Turin hair. That was, you know what the Shroud of Turin is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus.
Well, but the hair.
It was weighing him down.
No, I mean, he went.
Oh, he looks good.
Yeah.
Oh,
I used to get by on my looks a lot, but no longer. Black Caesar.
What's up, doing this evening?
What?
How are you guys doing this evening?
We're okay. Can you speak? We're having the same problem we did with Melanie earlier. Stay close to your phone.
These regular phones, I tell you. How about now?
Sound
That's
great.
Good.
That's it.
You sound full and robust.
I was just thinking about how bad this medical system is. I was just thinking about that. You have to having to play at this universal health care, and our state legislature didn't make it any better. To make a long story short, I don't take Lord Tabs. My doctor gave me some about 3 months ago. But it's 20 degrees outside, and these bones are feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I was up all night the other night, hurting like crazy. So I go to my doctor, right, thinking I can get a prescription because, hey, it's been, I literally limp in sometimes. He take a drug test, this, that, another. I can't get the prescription because I don't have any lower tab in my system.
Wait a minute.
And I'm like, that's backwards. I'm like, shouldn't it be if you got an overdose of lower tab, they should cut you back, not if you have none in your system?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm hurting like hell.
You know
but
what
I can't get them because,
you know, here's what they're doing. They've declared this opioid crisis. What they're doing is they're making life miserable for doctors and people who legitimately need these medications. They got to deal with the street, okay? That's where the problem is. People shooting it up, not people that need it.
Man, when these knees go to hurting, or whenever it gets cold or start to rain, I can feel it coming. Man, I go to work limp. They be like, oh, here you come, Mr. Arthritis. They got a name for me, Mr. Arthritis.
And by the way,
I mean, Lord, have mercy.
If you take Loratab or really any prescription pain med short of OxyContin or what's the one that the other one that's gotten a lot of negative attention?
Tramadol.
Not Tramadol. It's used in patches after surgery generally. Can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take those as prescribed, you should be able to function just fine. It's the abusers.
Right.
And you know what? It's wrong to hurt the legitimate users, which is the great majority of people who are prescribed these, and harassing doctors who don't have the time, really, to have to deal
and
with this crap.
I stay in the gym. I go to the steam room, try to keep my bones, you know, loose. Mm-hmm. You know, use Bengay after I work out, shoot a little ball, you know. But hell, when this weather like this hits, I'm in trouble.
Well,
and I got to suffer for the rest of these nuts out here.
That make these
laws, so to speak.
Well, they're cracking down on the wrong people, and it's affecting the wrong people, and it's a shame. There's got to be a better way to deal with it. Closing the border and keeping the illegal stuff out will help. But harassing doctors have enough government bureaucracy to deal with as it is. It's just not right.
Yeah. He couldn't even give me 10. I said, just give me 10. That'll get me through this cold days or whatnot, right? Couldn't even do that.
I'm just asking, have you ever tried any of the CBD products?
Oh, fentanyl. Okay.
I haven't tried it. I've been hearing about it. I might need to try it.
Try it. It does help with pain, and if you can't get what you need.
Infusion, too.
There's one over here by where I live at, over here around the street in the shopping center where all the new places are at over here. I might go by there and see them.
Well, if you can't, the one that advertised with us, they carry the SunMed product line. They're really good. That's what we use. Thank you for the call, and good luck. Call back in a couple of days. Let us know. Give us an update, okay?
All right, that'll work.
Your situation troubles me because I've seen that. I know a lot of people in the medical business. I know people that require prescription-level painkillers. And what all these laws are doing is making things difficult for the patient and for the physician when most are abiding by the law.
And the ones who ain't are still getting it.
That's correct. It's on the street.
Yeah.
Fentanyl was the drug I was trying to think of.
That's a listener.
They gave me fentanyl after my back surgery failed. It was patches. And I think I threw them away. Because, you know, when you need a pain med, and you're using it for the right reason. There's no problem with that, but I'm scared of things that I hear can take you beyond feeling no pain. Mm. CBD store, by the way, your CBD store is in the Minnie Brown, on Minnie Brown Road in the plaza with the Renfro's Adams Drugs.
No, this is Rosie.
They carry the SunMed product line. Hey. Zero THC in most of those products. This line at your CBD store, SunMed is award-winning, made from the best hemp oil. Their topical cream, I am doing something, and I'm going to wait for you, LaDonna, because yeah. You've seen my puss a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait to see if you notice.
Okay, Dan.
Because they not only help with pain and other issues, but I think the collagen cream helps. Yeah. Not only with skin that can look dry.
Yeah.
But crow's feet, things like that.
Oh.
Do we all want to make go away?
That's right.
Your CBD store products are third-party lab tested through certified ISO standards for purity. So SunMed, it's top quality. Marissa and Laurie can answer your questions. They're there from 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday at your CBD store. They do have free daily samples.
Yes.
And where you get your CBD matters. Do not do gas station CBD. Mm-mm. Your CBD store, get back to being you. At 538, hello, Janet.
Hey, Greg. I just had a thought on why the guy might not be able to get his lower tap.
Why?
I think they test you to make sure you're actually taking them and not selling them. If you don't have it in your system, you might not be using them.
Interesting, yeah.
I have a friend who takes them, and he has to be tested.
Well, that's
and
what he said they did.
And then you should be right at level or close to it so they know that you're using them.
Right.
I see
exactly.
That.
But he said he doesn't like to use drugs. The only time he's been affected because of the cold weather. The only time when this flares up is when it gets really cold because of the arthritis.
Exactly. So. I don't like taking pain pills either.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I appreciate that insight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Y'all have a good night.
Take
Thanks.
Care. I want to thank Tammy for sending me a note on the fentanyl. And she says, I can't call in, but denying patients meds is sending them to the street. And that's absolutely true. So stop it. Stop harassing the law-abiding, decent citizens and go after the cartels. Close the damn border. We're getting closer. 400 miles.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard just before Shirley Lane. If you're headed towards I-85, it's in your lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Back behind that and a crossover on the frontage road in front of Jack Ingram. We had one there earlier. Hopefully that one's taken care of. Also on the Northeast Boulevard, as you pass Sunshine Village and approach Plantation Way, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a slowdown on I-85 southbound up to the 65 northbound merge. We've got slow traffic out of Montgomery past Northern Boulevard towards Cobbs Ford. Use caution and drive carefully this afternoon. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating three separate homicides from the weekend. Authorities say that 25-year-old Tumertrius Richards, 30-year-old Brandon Ziegler, and 52-year-old Lamar Bailey were all shot and killed. If you have any information on any of these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A prominent voting rights activist has been arrested. 54-year-old Kenneth Glasgow was arrested Saturday on charges including drug possession, assault, and evidence tampering in Dothan. Police say Glasgow struggled with an officer who tried to arrest him after finding crack inside his pocket. Cold weather has made its way to the river region, and a local organization is reminding residents in need to get warm clothing. Mercy House in West Montgomery provides meals, showers, washing machines, and internet access to those in need, as well as warm clothes. Mercy House is located at 2412 Council Street. To receive assistance, you just need to show some form of ID. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this Arctic air mass quite yet. As a matter of fact, tonight will be pretty cold. Overnight low temperature falls to low to mid-20s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold, but still chilly with a high temperature in the lower 50s. We're dry. And looking ahead, mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers by sometime Thursday afternoon, but showers becoming likely Thursday night, first half of the day Friday. Before that ends, then sunshine returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Everybody shut up.
Uh-huh.
nouns and prepositions. Hey, hey. Literacy's your mission. Hey, hey. And that's why I think it's a good time to learn some grammar.
What?
Now did I stammer? Work on that grammar.
Yeah.
You should know when it's lesser, it's fewer.
Contraction.
Well, it's the shortening of a word or group of words by omission of a single letter.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always banging. No X in espresso. Your participles dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want to leave out that Oxford comma, just keep in mind that these are
words, not letters. Get it together. Spell checker.
You should never.
All right, who can give us a good example of a true word crime?
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
I love that.
I've been up here, excuse me there, Al. I've been up here early before the morning show.
Yeah.
Because, well, I've listened to Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm. Were you naughty?
Me?
Yeah.
I did not play sound effects over the...
USBS.
Well.
I might have accidentally...
USBS.
Well, all right. But it was over the music as segments were changing on Coast to Coast that I dropped in the tornado guy.
It was Did you really?
It was over George Norrie. Is that his name?
He played that this morning. Did you hear it?
Him?
Yeah. He played that.
I played it.
Oh,
between
you,
five
oh,
and six?
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
See, but that's good that you know that.
He's got Greg's bit.
It's good that you heard it the way you did, because
yeah.
then it sounded like part
yeah,
of the show.
Natural.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to interrupt anybody's entertainment.
B-S.
So I'm going to give my friend Mary Barnes credit for sending me the most uplift day on this day when this whole, these scumbags, these liars, these horrible people are running a purely partisan impeachment over nothing.
Yep.
To see this bumper sticker, Democrat for Trump 2020. The question is, and I really think he's getting support there. People are waking up to that all of this is working. Stop putting personalities before principles. Look, I always respected Donald Trump. I never watched The Apprentice, not because I didn't like him. I just didn't, you know, I don't like to watch people get fired. I work in radio. I saw enough of it. I was my own reality show. I didn't need to watch anybody else get fired to feel better about myself. In fact, people that I know watch the show like The Celebrity Apprentice better than the regular edition of the show.
Yeah.
But there's no mistake in the rejuvenation he gave to Manhattan. Because I saw it. I was there in 1982 when David Dingbat was the mayor, and you could walk 20 feet in Manhattan without getting panhandled. And you would go down there with, like, at least 10 extra singles. Remember one time, and don't take this out of context, they were interviewing one of the windshield guys.
Mm-hmm.
They had people that would work intersections, and if you pulled up and the light turned red, they would come out and they would start washing your window. This one guy said, I try to scare people. I have a look on my face, wash your window, because if you don't, I'm going to break your neck. And people would give him money just to not get killed. That's
start acting crazy.
Yeah. Come to think of it, there were times I would have been a very good window washer guy. In fact, maybe I'll set up an intersection here, because I can look crazy when I need to.
Got that crazy eye.
I call it the Sipowicz face, if you remember NYPD Blue.
I've seen that face a few times between 3 and 6, Monday through Friday.
Are you chastising me?
No, I'm just stating a fact.
Actually, he's probably not listening right now, but I think I made that face in front of Larry Stevens the other day. Remember?
It was possibly. Early,
and I was talking about some a-hole pie. Kiss my ass! I think it startled Larry.
Did his and eyes Larry get really him. Big?
He's not feeling too good today, is he?
Well, I mean, I had a heart attack yesterday. What does everybody want
You did
me?
Not have a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I starting to sound like Fred Sanford?
Yeah.
It's the big one, Rosie. I'm having the big one right now.
Shut up, dummy.
Okay.
You and I are going to sit down and have a serious talk because words have power.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, but soon.
He's not up for it tonight.
No, well, we're having pizza tonight.
Yeah, and pizza Yay. Makes everything better.
Yay, the pizza.
Yes, yay pizza.
So we're going to be heading out of here in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's 5:53.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier, East Boulevard, just before Shirley Lane. If you're headed towards I-85, that's going to be your lane. They're still picking up the pieces there. We've got a new accident, East South Boulevard at 331. That's where South Court Street comes out to the boulevard from downtown. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. And we now have an accident 85 northbound under the Bell Road overpass. Watch out for vehicles tending to that one. Other than that, we have moderate traffic around the city right now. We are still busy on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know who else has become a fan of the pizza place?
Who?
The much beloved and glorious
Yay.
Prime Minister Playtime.
Yeah, they loved it when they went.
He and, I can't say it the way he does, Mrs. Adams.
Yeah.
They have a little pet name thing going on for each other. It's kind of cute.
Lynn.
What they have going on at Adams Motorsports is Kawasaki. The Mule is featured through the end of the month. And at Adams Motorsports, every line they carry is backed up credit standards are brought down by the manufacturers, so you don't have to have a perfect credit score to get super low interest rates on things you'll want. Tonight may not be the kind of night that makes you feel like getting on a jet ski, but you know those days are coming. We'll be complaining about them before you know it. It's so hot. I want to get out of the heat. Nothing takes you out of that, and to me, much more fun than a boat, is a jet ski from Kawasaki, but now's the time to get them while they're in stock. And Kawasaki also featuring the Mule this entire month, an amazing machine. When you see these, they're breathtaking, and they look like they were built to fight a war because they're strong and rugged. But trust me, the engineers have found ways to put some comfort in the cockpit of those machines. Terry has a great pre-owned inventory as well, and one of the best service departments, not just here, but in the country, and because that's real important, the follow-up after the sale. So when you're ready for some fun, see Terry and his team at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can get a credit app started right now at adamsmotorsports.com and stop by tomorrow through Saturday. Off to the pizza place, Rusty and David are next.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy